It is my intention, as your Prime Minister and Minister of Finance and Economic Affairs, to continue with the portfolio that I had prior to the dissolution of the last Parliament, and therefore will continue to have responsibility within my Prime Minister's office for culture, security, public service, CARICOM, and the development commissions. The Deputy Prime Minister of Barbados from Wednesday shall be Santia Bradshaw, and she shall have coordinating responsibility as a senior person for infrastructure. She shall also be the Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, and shall be Leader of Government Business in the House of Assembly. The Honorable Dale Marshall, who has already been sworn in as Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs, will assume the role as the Senior Minister coordinating for governance in our Cabinet, and I thank him for accepting that. Jerome Walcott will be the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, but he will be the Senior Minister coordinating for all social and environmental policy as we go forward with this new arrangements. Kerry Simmons will be the Senior Minister coordinating the productive sectors, but will substantively be the Minister of Energy and Business Development. And may I say here that business development will include from small business to international business, because as we made clear in the last term, all global business is now local and all local business is now global. Wilfred Abrams will be Minister of Home Affairs and Information. Indar Wear, Minister of Agriculture and Food and Nutritional Security, will be retained. The new Minister of Health and Wellness will be Ian Gooden-Edgell. Lisa Cummins will be Minister of Tourism and International Transport, taking responsibility back now also, not just for the Grantley Adams Airport, but for the Bridgetown Port, which reverts to international transport. She will also be Leader of Government Business in the Senate. Kay McConney will be Minister of Education, Technological and Vocational Training. Dwight Sutherland will be the Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance. Kirk Humphrey, Minister of People, Empowerment and Elder Affairs. Adrian Ford will be Minister of Environment and National Beautification. And might I remind you that the blue and green economy will now be within Minister Ford's portfolio and environment, with the exception of the Bridgetown Port, which goes back to international transport. Colin Jordan will retain Ministry of Labour, Social Security and Third Sector. Davidson Ishmael will be the new Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology. Charles Griffith, Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment. As before, Ryan Strachan will continue in my ministry, and he will be the Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs. And there will be a new person appointed in the Office of the Prime Minister as Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, and that she will be Chantal Munro Knight. Sonia Brown will be Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, with day-to-day responsibility for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and for NCDs, non-communicable diseases. Sandra Husbands will be Minister of State, both in the Ministry of Foreign Trade, but also in the Ministry of Business Development, stranding the two ministries, and this is a precedent that we've taken from other Commonwealth jurisdictions, largely because the two entities are completely linked and will require that kind of coordination. Rommel Springer will be Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Water Resources, but with responsibility for water resources. And Corey Lane will be Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs. It is the intention of my government in Parliament, as parliamentary members, to nominate as Speaker the Honourable Arthur Holder, and as Deputy Speaker, the Honourable Neil Rowe. Peter Phillips we intend to nominate as Chairman of Committees and Chairman of the Standing Finance Committee.